Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Hamas commander killed.
A nearly $5 million bounty on his head.
Border crisis.
Reopening four locations along the southern border.
COVID, flu, RSV.
It's concerning in the sense that the volume of patients is higher.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. New concern that the war between Israel and Hamas will expand after the killing of a senior Hamas commander in an explosion in Beirut, Lebanon. CBS's Ian Lee reports other Hamas members were also killed.
An explosion killed seven Hamas militants in southern Beirut, including Salah al-Aruri, a senior commander and one of the founders of the group's military wing. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah vowed revenge on Israel, stoking fears of a war with the Lebanese militants. One analyst, Seema Shine, says would look very different to the fight against Hamas.
If you were to compare Hamas's capabilities with Hezbollah's capabilities, how would you compare the two?
10 times more. That's no question. Hezbollah is a huge army, very close to Israeli villages and cities.
But Israeli leaders say the war could last throughout 2024, vowing to fight until Hamas is destroyed.
After hitting an all-time monthly high last month, southern border crossings have dropped. But still, there are major challenges to deal with the migrants already in this country. Here's CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Eagle Pass, Texas, is one of the busiest border entry points in the country, but it will reopen tomorrow after being shut down for the better part of 2.5 weeks because officials here told us they did not have the manpower. Agents told us they were so overwhelmed that they could only guard 4 miles of the border. That left 90% of it unpatrolled. And what we heard them requesting here was for greater resources to be able to patrol and more ability to have consequences like deportation.
Former President Trump is appealing the decision by Maine's Democratic Secretary of State that removes him from the ballot there. The matter will now go to Maine's Superior Court. And there's a court appearance in Denver today for the 44-year-old man charged with firing shots inside the building that houses the Colorado Supreme Court. Police say it happened after the man fled a two-car accident. They don't believe there's any connection to the court's ruling to bar former President Trump from the primary ballot in that state. Now to Japan, where officials are investigating why two planes collided on the ground at the airport in Tokyo. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer reports one was a plane involved in the earthquake relief effort. Five on board it died. The other, a passenger jet.
Inside the cabin, there was alarm, but no panic. A textbook evacuation got everyone out safely. All the more remarkable because some of the exits couldn't be used. Passenger Aruto Iwama said the plane shook when we landed, and in less than a minute the cabin was full of smoke, but the flight attendants quickly led us to the slides and we escaped. Investigators are combing the wreckage, in part to see how the new generation carbon fiber body withstood the blaze. The Coast Guard plane was about to head for the relief effort now underway in western Japan after a powerful earthquake struck on New Year's Day. Many roads and highways are impassable, and rescuers still need to search through an overwhelming number of ruined buildings.
Here at home, a major storm system rolling cross-country is going to affect millions of people as the week goes on. Odyssey New York meteorologist Craig Allen says it will culminate with a weekend mess in the east.
Most weather maps are indicating that this will turn into into a rather intense storm system, and there will be rain and snow, heavy at times, moving on up 95 from the D.C. area right through Philadelphia to New York City. Once it gets into New England, it could be a very heavy snowfall in excess of half a foot.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Harvard University students are reacting to the resignation of President Claudine Gay.
She said in her statement that she thought it was ultimately the right thing for the university to move forward, and I think that's probably right.
Gay stepped down amid allegations of plagiarism and weeks after the uproar over her congressional testimony on anti-Semitism. Harvard professor Ryan Enos.
I'm saddened for Harvard and for higher education in the United States because this is higher education being attacked by mob rule. I think it's something that we should be very wary of.
Some new charges against the senior senator from New Jersey, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
The latest indictment alleges Senator Bob Menendez assisted a businessman who was seeking a multi-million dollar investment from a company with ties to the Qatari government by making multiple public statements in support of the government. Menendez was soon rewarded, prosecutors say, when a Qatari official gave a relative of his wife, Nadine, tickets to the May 2022 Formula One race in Miami and also gave Menendez a gold bar.
Menendez denies any wrongdoing. A setback for the Biden administration, which tried to use a nearly 40-year-old law in an abortion battle playing out in the hospital emergency room.
A three-judge panel of the Fifth Circuit Court unanimously ruling that the U.S. government cannot enforce federal guidance in Texas requiring emergency room doctors to perform abortions if necessary to stabilize patients. The state has a near-total ban on abortions. Texas filed suit arguing the guidance was a nationwide mandate that every hospital and emergency room physician perform abortions. The Fifth Circuit agreeing, ruling that the federal law does not mandate medical treatments, let alone abortion care, nor does it preempt Texas law. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
In the wake of holiday gatherings, illnesses, and a rise in hospitalizations, as we hear from CBS's Meg Oliver.
The emergency room at St. Joseph's Medical Center in Paterson, New Jersey, is packed with patients. Hospital admissions for COVID more than tripling here from a month ago.
They are sicker, especially the patients that are the most vulnerable, that have comorbid disease, things like cancer or respiratory disease.
Nationwide, emergency room visits and deaths are up from the previous week, and it's not just COVID cases that are climbing.
We're starting to see a higher number of influenza-like illnesses, influenza A, RSV, and other viral illnesses.
31 states are reporting high or very high levels of respiratory illnesses, including flu and RSV. Less than 50% of adults and children have been vaccinated against the flu. The numbers are even lower for COVID. The case counts so concerning, at least 10 states and Washington, D.C. have reinstated mass mandates in some hospitals.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Burger King worker Kevin Ford made news for never missing a day of work in 27 years. But there's more to the story.
They gave him a movie ticket, some candy, a Starbucks cup, some pens, and other trinkets. Many thought the gifts were just not enough. So his daughter set up a GoFundMe campaign. Now he's got a new viral video.
What's up with Kevin, 27 years?
Showing what he was able to buy with the nearly $440,000 people donated to the dedicated hard worker. A new home.
Something I never thought would be possible for me. Home ownership.
He called it truly an American dream. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
Frank Ryan, the quarterback who led the Cleveland Browns to their last NFL title in 1964, has died at 87. Later, Ryan got a doctorate in mathematics and helped develop the first electronic voting system for the U.S. House of Representatives. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.